Hey everyone, Ben here. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, we're going to have to recast a few episodes from last year over the next 5 days. And one of my favorite episodes or series that we did was with Mikey Tai when we looked at Ecclesiastes. So stay with us today as we look at some ancient wisdom that has such contemporary value for us as we look at it, and such a helpful reminder in how it points us to Jesus. So thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoy this mini series in Ecclesiastes. Hey guys, welcome back to Navigate. Our hope is to help you engage with God. My name is Ben, and today I'm joined with Mikey. Today we're going to be looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 14. And today's passage looks at wisdom and the seasons of life and how we understand time. As we work through this passage, we hope it's refreshing wherever you are. Here's what God's word says. Chapter 3, verse 1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does it so that people will fear him. So I'm joined with Mikey. Hey, Mikey, welcome again.
Hey, Ben.
As we continue in Ecclesiastes, we've looked at, I guess it began with wisdom, this understanding of life. It's a vapor. Episode 2, we saw that it was wisdom and pleasure, and now he kind of goes into wisdom and time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite an interesting topic to tackle, but I think it's something that helps us to understand our world, but also our need for control. I think our need for control of the times and the seasons we go through in life, and I think that's really important, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So looking into that then, what is his main, I guess, the message in the opening 9 verses at least, is about how almost there's a season for everything. And he's getting at something particular there. It's not just there's a season for anything, but things come and things go, and how we understand time. And so what is the wisdom here, I guess, that the teacher's getting at?
I think for us to first understand that we go through life always anxious about time. Like, we're always trying to fill up our schedules. Today, I think when people ask you how you are, isn't the answer always, I'm busy, you know, and that's somehow a badge of honor now if we say we're busy, as if that's a good thing. And I think he wants us to start taking a real look at why or how we should view time in the world around us. Are we slaves to it and often not in control of it? And I think we all want control of it. We're under the tyranny of it. And so when he writes this, I think he's just giving, it's very poetic, I think, but he's also wanting us to be understanding of how there are so many times in life, seasons in life, where we're not in control and where things happen that we don't want to happen, but they do. So, I mean, he's honest that, you know, we're born and we die, but things like a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh. You know, there are these things where, like, actually, I don't want to do some of these things. I don't want to go through seasons of weeping or seasons of mourning or seasons of, you know, hardship. But he's honest with that. And so he wants us to read this and understand that, hey, you know, we're not in control of time. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good thing to pick up on and to talk about that idea of, like, we want control of time. You know, particularly in our country, I know often hearing about people, you know, if they go to like there's a thing of island time, right? Where in some of the countries around us, where it, you know how they work, it's not based on clocks or it's more rhythms of life, and when it happens, it will happen. But that's very much not what it's the sense of time in the West. We're slaves to time. If we're not on time, it can crush us or destroy us. Yeah, there's so much there. And to actually point to this thing of going, we're not in control, it's a really good issue to get at and think through.
It's really interesting. I think this really makes sense for someone who has grown older and more seasoned in life. Because when you're a kid, time goes by so slowly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're bored all the time, and you know, you just want to grow up really fast. But then once you're grown, time goes by so slowly. It's funny the way it works, but the older you get, the more anxious you get because time is running out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently my nan actually passed away, and she was wanting to get to 100. That was her like life goal, was to get to 100. And we went to the cricket earlier this year, and she was saying, you know, it's only 13 more years.
Yep.
You know, and I was saying to her, 13 years is ages, such a long time. And she's like, when you get to my age, that just goes in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, you blink and you're 35 like me. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you're not that old, Mike. Yeah. Yeah, so it's that sense in which we're not in control of our time, but time is fleeting. You know, we don't have enough of it. It does go. We know that experience of being in that moment, and then it just disappears, and we look back and go, oh, I wish we could have that day or whatever again. But it's not just about time. He moves on to how we understand time and the wisdom in this space and what we do with it. And he kind of moves into that. And so yeah, where does he take us here, and what's it do for us?
Well, I think it's understanding that we have a longing in our hearts first, right? So acknowledging all that, acknowledging that there are seasons of life that we're not in control of. We can't buy more time, even, you know, or time travel with, you know, like Back to the Future or anything like that. But he wants us to see that there's something in us, a heart that longs for something that does last, something that isn't fleeting. And so I really like what he says in verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has set eternity in the human heart. You know, and I think that reference there is to point us to something greater. The burden is, as we live in this world under the sun, in this, you know, on this earth, we're always going to feel the anxiety of not having enough time. And there's always going to be different seasons we're not in control of. But hey, there is an eternity. And it's been rooted there in our human heart. It's something that we can look forward to, something greater, where we can be with God. And I think that's the greater story, the greater hope that the teacher wants us to see.
Yeah, it's super helpful. So if I've got that right, the two application points in some ways is one, it's actually a good thing to be present in its time, in its moment, to celebrate what we've got in each individual day or time. But then the second, the eternity, that there's actually a time that we're looking forward to and we're living for. And God set that on our heart, but that's also fulfilled in Jesus, that we see that ultimately in how we get there.
Right. And so while we're rushing through life, you know, regarding your first application point there, we're rushing through life and we're always filling our schedules and packing it out, trying to be busy all the time. Everything is made beautiful in its time.
Yeah.
And I think we can enjoy the moment, appreciate it, that even though there will be hardships, there will be times of weeping and times of mourning, God allows us to go through those seasons because for the second application, he's pointing us to an eternity.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that idea is why we go through it. I mean, it's hard, it's rough, and we want control, but we don't. We don't want to age, so we buy anti-aging serums, you know, whatever we can do to stay young and for time to last longer. But it doesn't. But that's okay, because there's an eternity with a God who is good and a God who we can be with for eternity.
Yeah, we're going through 1 Thessalonians at the moment in at our church, and there's so much that he writes to the church and encouraging them to be in the moment, remembering though that one day Jesus will return. And I think both of those application points are just so helpful of actually going, be present in the moment, because everything's been made beautiful in its time, but also remember that we know the end of the story. It's that Jesus will come back and he'll take us with him, and there's an eternity that we look forward to and that we live for. Yeah, it's super helpful. Now, you had one more thing that I want to push into that you were telling me about before, there's this Acts passage.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because it's something that, you know, Ecclesiastes, he acknowledges this years and years before. But you go to the New Testament, Paul, Jesus, you know, they understand that God is the one also who has control of the times, and we can trust in that. We can trust in God. And Acts 17 says this, verse 26, from one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. You know, he's making a reference to times again here, but helping us see that God is the one who has eternity in his hands.
Yeah.
And so while Ecclesiastes is pointing us to God, so is Paul and so is Jesus. You know, they want us to see, hey, there's something to look forward to. There's a greater time, a greater season where things will be good. So for now, as we live in these times, we can live for God. We can live knowing that the times are evil, as I think Ephesians 5 talks about, but we can live with obedience as wise people.
Yeah.
And I think that's the wisdom that we can glean from this.
Yeah, it's really good. There's a lot actually there to wrap up that we could talk for a long time
yeah,
about.
That's right.
But for the sake of your time as you're listening to this, wherever you are, I want to give three comforts and challenges, I think, from this passage, and hopefully we'll be able to pull them together as I work through it. The first one is, as Mikey was talking about, that God is in control, and he's in control of our time. This is a comfort, I think, more than anything else. It's a comfort to know that God's in control of your day, of your tomorrow. He's in control of your life. God is the one who gives and takes away. And so that's something to rest in and find comfort in. The second thing is a challenge, and it's the challenge to be present in the moment. God has made everything beautiful in its time. And so we want to encourage you, maybe it's today, maybe it's this week, or as much as you can, to be present in each moment, to celebrate what God has given you. I mean, it's a human desire to look forward to the next thing. We're never satisfied in what we've got. We always want the next best thing. But what if God has given you something beautiful today? Celebrate that. Be present in that. That's the second challenge. And then the third challenge is this. Remember that we're living for a greater time. We're living for eternity. God has put that on our hearts. Jesus has secured that at the cross. And so we live for something greater. It's eternity where time will never cease and where we get to be with God in his presence forever, enjoying him perfectly until, well, forever, eternity. It's a glorious picture, and we can live for that. So those are the three challenges. God's in control, be present, and there's an eternity waiting for us in Jesus. Thanks for listening today. We hope that you were able to hear God speak through his word, and this was encouraging for you. We'd love to encourage you now to engage with God in prayer. Thanks heaps. We'll see you next time.